This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show and round two of the WHL playoffs. Ahead, we'll take a look at the Everett-Seattle matchup here from Thunderbirds goaltender Landon Beau, WHL Goaltender of the Month in March, and Everett's Brandon Ralph, who had a solid first-round series against Portland. Elsewhere, the Red Deer Rebels and Regina Pats are locking it up. The Rebels got some help with the return of NHL draft-eligible D-man Josh Mahura, and a look at the latest players unveiled in the WHL's top 50 players of all-time countdown. First up, I spoke with Seattle Thunderbirds goaltender Landon Beau ahead of the series against the Silvertips. All you did was win all 11 starts, Landon. I'm sure you couldn't have asked for a better way to close out the regular season and then go into your playoff series with the Prince George Cougars.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was the best way you could go into playoffs, just on a big hot streak like that. It really gives everybody confidence going in when you don't lose a game like that. But it was a good month for the entire team, and I think it really helped us in the first round there.
How comfortable have you been in Seattle and with the T-Birds since being acquired from Swift Current?
I've been extremely comfortable. The guys have helped me out from day one. I felt like I was a part of the team first day I got here, and that really made the transition easy coming over from Swift.
What's motivating you right now, Landon? You seem to be a guy that's on a mission. You look at your numbers in March, 11-0 with a 1.41 goals against average, a 947 save percentage. What's on your mind here? What's pushing you forward here?
You know, I just want to win a championship. Being in my last year in this league, I want to make sure I go out with a bang and put a real good show forward, just to kind of make myself happy on the way I could end my junior career here.
Next up, the Everett Silvertips, and boy, these two teams had some great battles down the stretch, some real low-scoring games, 1-0, 2-1. You talk about those close games. This series, how does it shake down? Everett Silvertips, the rivalry is hot, it's fresh, and I know the travel isn't too far to go here between the two cities, the two destinations. How does it shake down?
Well, it's going to be a real tight series. They're a really good defensive team. They block shots like crazy, and they have really good defense, and so do we. So I think it's going to be a real tight battle. Like, most of our games this year have been one-goal games, and I don't expect anything different playing them in the playoffs.
What about the matchup in the crease with Carter Hart? It's kind of, you know, the veteran against the up-and-comer. So how does that match up, and what do you like about it?
You know, I really like it. I've known Carter from back home in Edmonton. He's a real good kid, and I think it's going to be real fun going against him in a long series.
Well, Landon, you're having great success as a 20-year-old in this league, as the WHL Goaltender of the Month for the month of March, and getting through that first-round series with Prince George, now into it with the Everett Silvertips in round two. Landon, congratulations, and good luck the rest of the way, okay?
Thank you very much.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
Davis right side for Brian King. Controlled zone entry. Right circle shot. Save. Rebound. Ralph score! Brandon Ralph with 4:52 to go. And the Silvertips are on the threshold. Wreck-It Ralph picks up number 3 of the postseason. It's 4-2 Silvertips.
That's the play-by-play voice of the Silvertips, Mike Benton, on Brandon Ralph's key goal in Game 4 against Portland. Mike sat down with the Silvertips forward.
Well, Brandon, first off, I kind of get into the narrative of this season, a brand new team, brand new teammates, essentially a brand new family, to kind of put it all into form here as far as where you've been beginning in September from the trade from Edmonton, now to get to this point, to one round down with a brand new team and this new family. How's it feel for you?
I think one word to describe it would be excited, I'd say. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the easiest thing to move, but I mean, that's the thing with a hockey team, you know, your family, and you know, you're accepted no matter what, and the guys have been great, and they've been working hard, and it was really easy to blend in with them.
How emotionally uplifting, maybe, could you describe the evening at Moda Center after you make it 4-2, and all of a sudden it's handshake time, the euphoria off the bench? What did that feel like?
Again, it was really exciting. I've never really been a key part of a playoff series win, so for me and the guys, I think we're all pretty excited, and you know, it was just kind of reality set in, and stuck our foot in the door there, and you know, we got some key plays made by our young guys, and you know, Dewar scoring a huge goal for us. Brian King making a great shot there for me to put the rebound in. You know, it was an all-around great effort, and I think we got a taste of what the playoffs are like.
It also meant 8 days in between first-round action and second-round action. How close is that to being enough time for this entire team to get the bumps and bruises healed?
I think that's more than enough. We struggled with injuries later in the year, so... but I think we got healthy at the perfect time, and I think we're looking pretty good right now. But obviously that'll clean up any issues that we have.
Give me your thoughts. Give me your meaning on what you've understood as far as what this Silver Tips and Seattle Thunderbirds rivalry is all about.
It's a battle. I didn't really know what it was all about coming here as a new guy, but you know, I got to see it firsthand throughout the year, and you know, it's always fun. You don't have to prepare very much to get excited for those games. It comes pretty easily, you know, with the fans and the rivalry just down the highway. So every game's exciting, every game's intense, and you know, every game's gonna go right to the last minute.
For this team to compete at its best against the Thunderbirds, what's it gonna take?
I think, you know, we gotta play the same way as we did in the season. I mean, obviously those season games don't matter now. The season series it's over with. We can't look at it that, you know, maybe we won the season series, but, you know, we got to give it to Seattle. They were hot at the end, and we'll be just the same way we've been playing, hard and structured.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Red Deer Rebels are fresh off a 5-game series victory over Calgary. It was a big return for Rebels D-man Josh Mahura, coming off reconstructive knee surgery. He spoke with Troy Gillard ahead of the Rebels' second-round series with the Regina Pats.
Well, Josh, as we take one last look back at the Calgary series, as you worked your way back into the lineup, what were some of the things that your club did well that pushed you over the top?
I think we all just came together as a team there and played to our systems. Everyone knew their roles, and I think we stuck to our roles pretty well. Obviously, it was a hard-fought series, and Calgary played well, but I think when it all came down to it, we played and played the better game. And I think, like I said, Calgary did really well, but we had skill, and we worked hard on it.
Now, obviously for you, you missed 70 games before coming back for this hard-fought playoff series versus Calgary. By the end of Game 5, how were you feeling?
Obviously a little tired. It's hard to come back after 70 games, let alone playoffs, but I think the coaches handled it very well for me too, and put me in a position to succeed out there. And obviously I think after 5 games anyone's going to be tired really after a series like that. So
now I'm sure most everybody expected that if you guys got to round 2 you'd be seeing the Lethbridge Hurricanes, but it's the Regina Pats. Were you guys surprised to see how easily Regina handled Lethbridge in round 1?
Yeah, I mean, Lethbridge had a phenomenal season, and they were a good team. Obviously, big upset, and not a lot of people saw it, but kudos to Regina there, and excited to get them underway and for a good series again.
Obviously, you didn't play against Regina in the regular season series, and it doesn't mean much really, but what do you see from these Regina Pats that you guys have to be wary of here in round 2?
Yeah, they got some skilled guys over there. I think, like I said, if we play the way we did against Calgary towards the end there, play to our systems as a team, I think we'll be fine. Like I said, Regina, you can't count them out now by any means after beating Lethbridge there. So, like I said, I think it's going to be another good series here, and excited to get it going.
As a defenseman, how much are you looking forward to the challenge of playing against some pretty high-flying forwards, veterans like Cole Sanford and the leading scorer in the entire Western Hockey League in Adam Brooks?
Yeah, obviously it's exciting. Good challenges coming up for our D-Core here. I think we got the players here to help out there, and Fleury, Detzel there as our top pair, and I think we'll all handle it really well.
All right, well, Josh, thanks for this, and good luck in round 2.
Yeah, thanks very much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The countdown continues to the WHL's top 50 players of all time list. Number 17 this week, Theron Fleury. He was a Moose Jaw Warrior when the club relocated from Winnipeg in the 1984-85 campaign. And during his rookie season, Fleury put up 75 points to finish 6th in league scoring. Following year, Fleury eclipsed the 100-point mark in only his second season. Then in 86-87, Fleury earned a spot as the WHL Eastern Conference First Team All-Star. After putting up 129 points, fifth in league scoring. In his final junior season, Fleury would end up tied with Joe Sakic for the WHL's top scorer award, both players 160 points on the season. Fleury also won a gold medal as part of Team Canada, the 1988 IIHF World Junior Championship. When all was said and done in his WHL career, Fleury accumulated 472 points. That's 10th all-time in league scoring. At number 16, Jordan Eberle. Eberle played four seasons with his hometown Regina Pats from 2006 to 2010. In his second year, the WHL Eastern Conference first-team All-Star scored 42 times and had 75 points. During the 2009 World Juniors, Eberle provided one of the most memorable moments for Team Canada in tournament history, tying the semifinal game against Russia with 5.4 seconds left before then scoring the shootout winner. In his last year of junior hockey, Eberle was named the CHL and WHL Player of the Year. He picked up 106 points in 57 games, 50 of them goals. Eberle received CHL and WHL Eastern Conference first-team All-Star honors. At the conclusion of his career, Eberle collected 310 points in 254 regular season games. The Edmonton Oilers then drafted Eberle in the first round, 22nd overall. And at number 15, Wendell Clark of the Saskatoon Blades. As rugged as they come, Clark was a D-man in the WHL for two seasons with the Blades from 83 to 85. And in his freshman season, Clark was among the top 10 in both rookie and D-man scoring with 68 points. In the 84-85 season, he was named the WHL top defenseman as well as a first-team All-Star. Clark scored 32 goals and had 87 points to finish third in defenseman scoring that season. The native of Calvington, Saskatchewan, also helped Canada win gold at the 1985 World Junior Championship. After, the Maple Leafs would select Clark first overall in the 1985 NHL Draft. He played the majority of his 15-year NHL career in Toronto. He is one of only eight WHL players to be selected first overall in the NHL Draft. And that's the show. I want to say special thanks to Mike in Everett for his help, as well as Troy Gillard in Red Deer. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.